Newfound Glory on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. My name is Nick. Good morning. I am here every Wednesday from 8 to 10, and oftentimes I have amazing people on the show, guests who are just doing really remarkable things around the Orlando area. And, you know, you like to have people who are better than you so you can strive. So I have people who are better than me on the show so that I can strive to be better like them. One of those people is Catherine Tugg, who is here this morning. Thank you, Catherine, for being here. Thank you so much for braving the cold weather.
Yes, I did it for you.
I appreciate that. And thank you so much for being here and talking about all the things that we're going to talk about. So we've got a lot of stuff to cover, including, as I've mentioned on the show earlier today, the Immerse Fest is coming up, and you're going to have an interactive exhibition. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, an installation.
Installation. That is a better way to put it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to talk about a story that you helped me out with, the creative and social meetups. You actually went to a couple of these with me. So I wasn't going alone because I was a little nervous about it, although I didn't need to be.
No, you didn't need to be, right?
No, because they're very open and welcoming people and groups and everything else. We'll be talking about that. But let's first talk about a little bit about you. So, Catherine Tugg, who are you? What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I don't even know. Sometimes I ask myself that in my bedroom. What am I doing here? Man, what am I doing in Orlando? So I actually grew up in Miami. I left when I was 18 and never went back. I mean, I go to visit family and friends,
as we all do sometimes.
But I came here for UCF. Go Knights. Woo. I love Orlando. I left for a little bit of time, went to grad school up north and D.C., Virginia area, which was awesome. And then came back here not too long later, which was an interesting story, but I'll save that for another time. I've been here for 16, 17 years now.
Yeah.
That's how I got here.
Licensed mental health counselor. We met at an event. I think they were doing a review of, was it the Bumby Avenue?
The Corinne Drive Project.
Was it the Corinne Drive? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we met at one of those. Love going out to those where the city is presenting like the plans. And if you ever say, I didn't know this was happening.
Yeah.
Read the community paper because we talk about it literally all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of nice to be involved. You know, I started going to city type events like that, you know, a year or two ago just to like know what's going on. And it's really cool just to see your neighbors, you know. Yeah. I know we're going to be talking about the creative clubs, but those are kind of clubs in and of itself, too. It's your neighbor clubs, right? It's like the place you go to see who is in your community. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a cool place to meet people if you want to.
Well, and when they're presenting these creative sort of solutions to whatever the road is, whether that's mm-hmm. Bumby to slow down traffic because there's people around, there's no crosswalks, or Corinne to make it more pedestrian and bike friendly mm-hmm. and things of that nature, because it's so wide and they can do so much with it.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about talking to other people is they're thinking of things that I hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay. Oh, this looks great, but did you consider this? No, I didn't, but I'm glad you're thinking about it and you're giving that feedback.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think it gives you this really newfound appreciation for all the people behind the scenes in the city. You know, we have a lot of amazing advocates for change here in the community. And I think sometimes just going to these types of meetings can give you a newfound appreciation for what it takes to do something that seems not that hard, but it is. There's so much work behind, you know, what people do. And I love that the city gives us opportunity to, you know, give our feedback and just kind of be a part of that process.
Thanks, city. And you actually do that on another level. You're on a board for the city as well.
That's right. I'm on the City Park and Rec Board. It's Families Park and Rec, actually.
Yeah.
Everybody says Park and Rec, but it's Families Park and Rec.
Well, it's because of that popular show, The Office.
Which I've not watched. Everybody asks
The Office?
No, the Parks and Rec
show. Oh, is that why they call it Parks and Rec?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because of that show. I thought it was because of The Office.
No, you're wrong.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Perfect.
Yeah. No, it's the Parks and Rec show. I've heard it's hilarious. So many people love it, but I don't watch a ton of TV, and I don't watch a ton of movies either, but I probably should watch it. I've heard it's funny. It's just, you know, there's a lot of things to do in life.
Yeah. So. Yeah, go like being on the Parks and Rec board.
Exactly. So yeah. I actually do that, and which is really fun. So.
And that involves not only volunteering your time, but you're looking at the different plans that are going in, why things are happening a certain way, because there's budgetary restrictions, other restrictions that people are thinking about, you know, use of a piece of property over tens of years, not just what's going on for the next 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's it's really nice to be updated about what's going on, give our input. We approve grants, which is a really fun thing to do. So if there's a nonprofit that, you know, needs a little money and wants to use our city, you know, property, rental fees, we can cover things like that. So that's fun to see all the different nonprofits that are doing really great work here and say, hey, yeah, we'll give you a little money to help make this city a little better. And then, yeah, there's actually a comment section for like the public. So if anybody wants to come and share their thoughts and feedback, we welcome you.
And that is something that you do. And you also, I think by having the community on those boards and having the volunteers there is you serve as an ambassador to the community for what is actually happening.
Exactly.
Because I think people want to look at government as this black hole of terrible things because it's easy to blame someone. It's easy to have anger towards something. And in some cases, you should, especially not on the local level, but sometimes on the local level.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's super important as well.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for people to get involved. I mean, you know, I have a clinical practice. I also run the nonprofit Real Life Education. And one of the reasons why I really started getting into the community a lot more is to see what opportunities there were for my clients. Because I hear from so many people, like, I want to get involved. I want to help. But I feel like there's nothing I can do. But that's actually not true. There are so many things to be done here in the city. And there's a lot of opportunities to do it. So, yeah. They do these community board member recruitment events every once in a while. That's how I got on it and just kind of saw what was out there, what kind of options. And there's so many. So if there's something you're interested in and you want to feel like you're a part of the city and you're helping, there's opportunities to do it. And I'm always a good resource. So if people want to connect with me and you're like, I want to do this or I want to help in this way, I'm always happy to give people ideas and ways to get involved.
So we were there at this event, Bumby or Corinne or whatever it was, and you were looking for chairs. And you were looking for chairs for an event that you were doing back in October called The Exchange.
That's right.
And can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that went really well. I wasn't able to attend, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I think that that also led to a little bit of what you're doing at Immerse. You saw some opportunities with the type of interactive exhibits and installations you did at The Exchange and said, hey, you know what? This would work well at Immerse Fest.
Yeah. So, God, I'm so proud of that event. The Exchange was amazing. I couldn't have done it without, you know, so much help from everybody. I mean, it was incredible. So, you know, my nonprofit is basically improving mental and relational health in the community. So what does that mean exactly? I mean, a lot of people know what mental health means, but relational health, just to break it down, is having better relationships with yourself, the people in the community. And so I wanted to bring as many amazing organizations and people that I knew together that are truly just trying to connect other people, help people together in one place, and make it interactive, right? So, you know, I've been to a million different like markets and fairs, health fairs, wellness fairs that have a lot of booths and resources, but sometimes it's a little uncomfortable because you feel like if you approach a table, like you have to buy something from them. Even if it's a nonprofit selling services, you know, it can be a little intimidating and uncomfortable to engage in conversation with somebody that you don't know, especially if you're, you know, the socially anxious type, which there's a lot of people who struggle with anxiety these days, right? So I said, how do I eliminate or reduce that problem? And essentially what I did is I had, you know, I don't know how many people we had, how many different organizations, probably, you know, 10 to 12 different organizations that came out, and they all had some kind of interactive component, a game, some kind of activity. So you weren't just feeling pressured to talk to them about anything mm-hmm. that you couldn't think of in that moment, because I know that happens a lot. So we did a bunch of interactive games. I had a ton of my counselor friends there to help with connecting people to resources. And yeah, we just had a great turnout. A lot of people had fun. So I'm happy about that.
Nice. And is that going to start being an annual thing? I know it's hard to commit to stuff like that, but yeah, maybe doing that once a year. I know you can't do that like quarterly. I would prefer you did it weekly, but I don't think that's feasible.
Yeah, I'm thinking once a year. Thinking once a year, ideally, we'll have some partners that we're kind of in talks with a little bit now about. But ideally, we would piggyback off another event that already has a lot of people and bring the elements that we loved the most about that event to an event that's already existing, because let's be honest, we have a lot of amazing events here in the city. And if we can collaborate and just give the people as many of the amazing things at one time, I think it's great versus choosing where to go. Right. Mm-hmm. So like one thing that I didn't learn till later on before the exchange was the Borough Cafe and Play happened to be doing an event the same day as the exchange. And actually, Zombietoberfest had their second day, because usually it's only a one-day thing.
It was a two-day thing. Yeah,
yeah, but this year they did a two-day thing, which I didn't know that they were also doing Sunday. Yeah. So so when I talked to the owner at the Borough, she's like, man, I wish that I knew you were doing this. We could have, like, you know, essentially combined forces that would, one, help with, you know, parking, but also send people, you know, via marketing together, because the same people that were accessing her programming could benefit from mine and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's why I want to kind of combine forces and, you know, see what we can do.
Yeah. I do like that Orlando, just as a quick aside, is getting to the point where you're deciding what to do, but you're also like having to decide based on what you're going to miss.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can spend 5 minutes
Isn't
here
crazy?
And I can spend 2 minutes there. And
we're extremely lucky here. I don't think every city, I know not every city has what we have here. And I'm just lucky to be here.
We did not talk about the song that we played to kind of bring you on.
That was my choice. I'm going to take credit for it.
Yeah. So we had some music before that. Christine and the Queens with $5, the Delgados with Get Action, and Japanther with Stolen Flowers. But what we heard from last and you chose was Newfound Glory plus Disney with Part of Your World, which is, I think, a mermaid-related movie of some kind.
God, stop it.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah.
You know it.
So was this a cover album of 90s movies by 90s bands? Is that how it worked? Or what is this?
Disney, they killed it with this one. God, they're so good. Yeah. So they got a bunch of really fun pop punk bands and put together a whole album of Disney covers. And if you haven't heard it, you should go listen to the entire album because it is amazing. And actually at the exchange, I curated a 4-hour playlist for that event. And I almost put the entire album on that playlist because it was so good. I had to sacrifice some. I actually let people that came to the event be DJs essentially and recommend song, and so we dropped in a bunch of songs, so all of my songs weren't played, which I was totally happy with. But I did get a lot out there, and this song in particular is just, it's so good, it's so fun.
Well, it's a great song to begin with.
It's such a great song to begin with, and Newfound Glory is super fun. Yeah. You know, they're from Florida, so it feels like home. And it's so me, I think, which is why I love it so much. It's really hard to find a clash of worlds in a song. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is, right? Like, you know, I grew up in the punk scene in Miami. Pop punk was really big for me. And a lot of people associate that with like really angry, sad, dark music. But I think what's amazing about this whole album is that it kind of turns that, like, you know, on its head, and there's just so many fun, light, dreamy, fantasy-like songs, and that's me too. I'm like part Disney girl and part emo kid. So
yeah, we're all onions.
Exactly. Right? We are.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I love that song so much.
All right, good. Well, we're at the end of the first hour. I got to play some legal stuff, and then we're going to come back and talk about the segue from the exchange to Immerse.
Sounds great.
Talk about some of the interactive things. You don't want to give anything away.
No, I will not. Means.
Yeah, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about a bunch of other stuff as well.
Sounds good.
So, Catherine Tug, you can learn more about the event that's going on at Immerse Fest, everything that she's working on at reallifeeducation.org and instagram.com/whatisreallifeeducation. No question mark.
Correct.
But it's a question.
It is. And you get to find the answers about
answered.
What it is
yeah.
at the Instagram.
That's perfect.
You get it.
So, yeah, we'll play this and then we'll be coming out with another song that you picked.
Woo.
I Caught Fire.
Oh.
By the Used. Do you think that's how they wanted you to say that?
No.
Oh, I caught fire.
Why are you doing this?
I am not sure.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna play some stuff. Thank you. The Used on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. That was I Caught Fire. Is that how you say it?
Yes, you
Great.
Did it. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. You're listening to A Certain Degree on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. The best radio station that ever was or ever will be.
Wow.
Terrestrial radio. I think I can safely say that at this point.
Yeah.
Terrestrial radio isn't that much anymore. My name is Nick. I'm here every Wednesday from 8 to 10. And a lot of Wednesdays, I have very special guests who are amazing people. One of them is here today, Catherine Tug. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here and saying good morning to me. I really appreciate that. Do you want to do like a little opera of some kind?
I might.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Catherine is here for a lot of different reasons that we'll talk about. But one big reason, if you were listening before or if you're listening to this as a podcast, you heard already, we met looking for chairs. Catherine specifically was looking for chairs. I had a suggestion. And
it
didn't work out, of course. 90% of the time, 30% of the things I suggest do not work.
Yeah.
You had an incredible event called The Exchange back in October that inspired you to take some of that work that you were doing to help people with relational wellness. And that inspired you to do another event, which is Immerse Fest, which is happening the weekend of February 20th. You'll be there the 20th and the 21st, I think, downtown, right?
That is correct.
With some interactive art projects and some things that might teach people a thing or two about themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. We're really excited about it. You know, me and one of my amazing partners at the nonprofit came together and said, how can we create a really cool art piece to get people engaged in what we're doing? So we created this installation art piece. It's actually almost done to get people to think about their emotional health and try to connect it to what they do every day, right? We actually, when we were doing the exchange, we had a corner that was led by the partner that I'm referring to, Bella Hudson. She's an amazing licensed mental health counselor and art therapist. And she led people that came to the event through an activity where they could do, they can paint on a mini canvas, or they can also do a collage. We had a bunch of different types of material, and essentially trying to get people to think outside of the box of what does their life look like, or what does it look like if they were living totally free? So she helped guide people through a little art exercise. We had people that don't identify as an artist and were a little intimidated by the process, and then people who were just incredible artists. So it really varied, and everybody that did it really enjoyed it. I credit Bella for that, because she's just really great at making people feel comfortable and helping them understand that art is really about play. And so she really is good at helping people kind of let go of some of the things that might make them uncomfortable if they don't see themselves as an artist, or they don't feel comfortable just imagining and playing with different things. And so all the pieces essentially that were donated that day are going to be on our installation piece at Immerse, which is really cool. So you'll see what the community did at that event. And it also, there'll be an opportunity for people that come and see the installation art piece to add to that panel too with chalk. So if people want to come out and play with us and chat with us, we'll actually be there at a little table. Helping people to think of some ways that they can engage with our art piece. And I don't want to spoil it, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be cool. We're going to be helping people, you know, figure out how to engage with the piece. But also, we're helpers. We're licensed mental health counselors. So if you have questions for us and you need some resources, like how to find a therapist or, you know, whatever, we're going to be there to talk to people, and we're really happy to do it. So we're very excited.
What I like this is at an event like Immerse Fest, because I feel like you're going to be surrounded by art. You're going to be surrounded by performances. It's an activation downtown. They close off streets and it becomes this big party for the most part that is free to see and engage with the different stuff there. They do have some VIP things that you can do in order to get to different food levels and things of that nature. Yeah. But for the most part, everything is free.
Yeah.
You can go there and see it. So as you're going through and interacting with some of this art, or just experiencing it in any way, you have these opportunities like with real life education. Kinray Art Cafe is going to be there. So I know there's going to be other interactive types of organizations there. Yeah. They're going to want you to stop and maybe make something.
Yeah.
That while you're being inspired by the art that you're seeing by, for the most part, a lot of local artists and performers, that you can stop and make something and create something and give something to what you're doing as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally. I mean, obviously, you know, people know things are difficult right now, so it couldn't come at a better time. You know, I've been going to Immerse for 10 plus years, kind of since the beginning. And I have been so inspired by this festival. I'm so appreciative of it because, you know, like you mentioned, it's free. Yes, there are some bonus like VIP things that you can do that cost a little money if you want to do that. But for the most part, there's incredible, you know, artists. We have a ton of local people that you would not even realize they do art that are going to be there. You have Blue Man Group and Cirque du Soleil. You get, you know, big acts and small acts, and it's incredible. If people need a little joy, people need a little inspiration, they need a little fun, it is absolutely worth going to. I personally think it's probably one of the best events we have all year in Orlando. So it's definitely worth going downtown for. Hitch a ride, bike down there if it's not too cold. It's worth going down.
As someone who's been so often, like, what advice would you give to people who are maybe attending for the first time or want to attend? Like, obviously, like, don't try to park downtown because it's going to be a busy weekend, regardless if you go Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
You can, so, but you have to be patient,
right? Yeah, like, so think about it. You're going to walk, but maybe Uber, bike, do a, you know, do a scooter.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. But what other advice would you have for people who are going to maybe for the first time, or maybe we're like, it's not for me because it seems like a lot of work?
No, it's worth it. It's for sure worth it. It's two nights, so not every single artist is going to perform both nights. There's also events happening on Sunday. But if I were you, try to look at the schedule in advance if you can. I'm not sure. They haven't published it yet, but I believe the last couple of times they've done it, did they do an app? I can't remember if it was an app, but you can find the schedule for it and kind of pre-pick some places that you'd like to go because it is big, right? There's like huge stage or two in front of Dr. Phillips. And then it goes down Orange Avenue, all the side streets. And for me, there were so many amazing acts that I'm like, ooh, I want to see this. I want to see this. But you have to kind of pre-plan because it's like going to like Warped Tour. If you don't like know where you're going, you're going to miss a big set. And there's so many amazing people. And if you go back, you don't have to worry about that if you go two nights in a row. But if you want to be really efficient, you know, try to pre-plan who you want to see.
Okay. I like that. And yeah, I think the schedule hasn't come out, but it's showing like all the different performers, all the yeah. different organizations like yourself
yeah.
that are going to be there. So yeah. I think that's good. Also, I was thinking about this in terms of when you have something like the exchange that you did, you people are kind of knowing what they're getting into because you have a description of it mm-hmm. and what you're trying to do. With Immerse, you're trying to pull people in and still do something related to art, but like, how do you or how would you recommend somebody, maybe a client? Let's say I was your client. I've been trying to be your client for
no.
a while.
The answer
is no. Dang it. But like just to be open to those types of experiences and those types of opportunities when you're just walking around at, say, a market mm-hmm. or Immerse or something along those lines, like what kind of advice would you give somebody or what would you tell somebody?
Okay, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I mean, you're there for you, right? Like, you know, I imagine if you're going to one of these things, there's a reason for it. And so probably identifying your purpose is helpful. Like, what are you hoping or expecting to get out of this event? If you're not expecting or hoping to get anything specific, then remember that intention, right? Remember, I'm going here just to see what people have to offer. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that you have to engage in something that you don't want to or makes you feel uncomfortable. However, if you're going to these events because you want to meet new people or you want to learn something, keep that in mind so that when, you know, you approach a booth or an artist, like you're open to talking to them. So I think the mindset that you go into it with is important. And like I said, just kind of, you know, setting your intentions of, do I want to just go and have fun? Do I want to meet people? Do I want to kind of be open to an experience and know that, you know, there's no expectations for yourself other than the ones that you give yourself.
Yeah.
So,
and most of the people here, I feel like this is true of markets or Immerse. They are trying to open you up to opportunities. Now, sometimes that involves a sale of some kind, yeah. but oftentimes I think about markets a lot because I go to a lot of them and I think about the vended at a lot of them too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like a lot of times I just want to interact with people. I just want to share what I'm doing
yeah.
and why I think it's cool.
Yeah.
And so have, you know, that opportunity to talk to people about that is really important to me.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think so. I know we had talked about this a little bit before, but sometimes when you go to markets that sell something specifically, mm-hmm. like that there's a lot of vendors at, people have this, it happens to me too, so I have to kind of check myself of this guilt that if I approach this person that's trying to sell something and I engage with them, I talk to them, that if I don't buy something, I feel this like sense of guilt. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to. Like, that's something that we all need to check ourselves about, is that if there's something that we want to buy genuinely, like, and are interested in, I think we should do that, whether it's something big or small to support, you know, our mental health or the vendors, if that's something that you want to do.
Yeah.
But also, I named the event in October the exchange for a reason. It's more than a money exchange these days, right? Like you said, sometimes we just want to talk to people and that's nice. And I might go up to a booth and not want to buy anything because there's not anything that's like specifically calling me. But I might remember this brand so that when my friend Nick says, hey, where can I get some hot honey? I'd be like, oh my God, I know this place that sells good hot honey. And, you know, it helps them later. So I think for me, it's all about authentic interactions, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do what feels right for you. Try not to get caught up in the pressure of societal expectations of what you feel like you're supposed to do. And take a deep breath, you know, if you're starting to feel a little stressed. And again, remind yourself of your intention. Like, why are you there? You're there to find joy, you know. So if something brings you joy, you know, go after it. If not, that's okay. Like, you don't have to like do what everybody wants you to do. You certainly can't.
I think we'll leave it at that for now and we'll play another song.
Yeah.
How about that? So this is from your playlist. Catherine chose all the songs this morning for While You're Here. So we heard from The Used with I Caught Fire. And I had next up, do you want to play Jax Mannequin or Paramore?
Paramore.
Paramore?
Yeah.
Paramore with Hard Times.
Yeah.
Which is, to the point. Yeah, relevant. But also, it's a fun song.
Oh, my God. So fun.
Yeah. So that is on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. Paramore on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. That was Hard Times.
Yes.
Yes,
Hard Times.
Yes.
Correct.
Have you ever listened to that whole album?
Yeah.
It's like really, I really like it. It's kind of retro.
Haven't listened to it.
No, I haven't.
And you should. It's really fun. Paramore is the shizzle.
I really appreciated that we talked about the album off air when we could have easily talked about it.
I'm supposed to stop talking?
No. But yeah. You're so interesting to talk to that it's impossible to stop talking to you, though.
Ah, Paramore, so good. So fun. It's been so fun to watch Hayley Williams' evolution. But yeah, I love her music. What I was saying behind closed doors is that it's fun. All her albums are so amazing and relevant to kind of what's going on in the world in a sense, whether it's her or, you know, culture, politics, all that stuff. But she just makes it so fun, you know, like the vibes are just so good.
Catherine Tugg is my very special guest this morning. My name is Nick. You're listening to A Certain Degree. And if you want to catch Catherine at Immerse Fest, she will be there on Friday and Saturday.
Correct.
Real Life Education is the name of her organization. She'll be doing interactive art installations there, helping people out with, you know, just kind of interacting with those things, but also just helping people out in general.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to be there to talk to people and see what they think about our art. It's going to be kind of self-explanatory. It's not going to be that art piece where you're like, I don't get it. What are they trying to say?
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of obvious.
Yeah.
It's definitely emotional, mental health related. And we're going to be there to talk to you about what you think and be available to ask to answer questions that you have and share resources. So
you can choose to interact. You can interact in such a way that it's not like a, you know, workshop where it takes 2 hours.
Oh,
you can just come in and interact. And it's
hopefully
engaging in a way that it makes you ask questions and helps you out with some of the things that you're thinking about. You can learn more about that at reallifeeducation.org. Also follow along on Instagram. I'm sure you'll have all the information in terms of where you're going to be, location, and how to find you at on Instagram. The handle is what is real life education? No spaces.
No spaces.
No question mark.
No question mark.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Now we know how Instagram works. I'm glad we were able to explain that fully. Switching topics real quick, I did want to go back to the Creative and Social Club. So I was lucky enough to have you come with me to at least one of them. We went to Draw Lab together, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And I was really inspired by all the different organizations that were popping up. I thought there was a, you know, I in my way, because I have to, you know, take a step back sometimes. And I'm like, oh, I've spotted a trend. There's like 3 organizations doing this. And then I put something out on social through and I was writing this for the community paper. So if you want to learn more about the latest issue, go to yourcommunitypaper.com. You can see more about this story. And no, there's like 20.
There's so many.
There's 20. And I could have included more. What I had to finally kind of cut off is, OK, are there people doing art workshops, which is important and wonderful? You know, these were also organizations that I felt there was a social aspect. You were getting out of the house. They were in many ways, you know, coming up because of the loneliness we're feeling, the loneliness. I don't want to call it an epidemic, but
it is.
Okay, great. You're the expert.
Thank you.
Okay. And it was a really real reaction to it. But what I really appreciated about it was it wasn't just come out and watch a movie with other people or come out and, you know, to a happy hour. It was come out, do 2 things that are kind of challenges maybe for some people, which is not only come out and, you know, be a little bit social to whatever extent that you want to be social, but also maybe do something artistic.
Yeah, create something.
Yeah, which can be a little intimidating. And I'm almost like, you know, having 2 intimidating things potentially kind of cancel each other out. And then you're like there.
Yeah.
Drawing or doing whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was really fun. I mean, there's so many of, like you said, I think we're so lucky. It's been the last year that this boom has happened. Because actually, when I started Real Life Education, I they weren't in existence. And I was trying to say, oh, man, maybe that's what I should create. And then sure enough, the community responded because, you know, like you said, people are lonely and they want to connect with people. So why not just create a craft club or a draw club? You know, I think that's why run clubs are, there's so many of them. It's the same concept. So yeah, it's very cool.
So you feel like you brought these into existence by wishing they were there?
Exactly.
So you're the modern godmother of the creative social clubs. Yeah. In exactly. Orlando.
Yeah. No, it's honestly, it's helped me do my job. We counselors are struggling out here. You know, there's so much work to be done. And so it's so nice to see community leaders, people, just everyday ordinary citizens step up and say, I'm going to do something. I'm going to create something. And so they're helping us do our job because, I mean, I can help people in the room, you know, in therapy, but I need to have resources and places to send them. And I do, right? Like in my work with clients, I have this little database that I scroll through and I'm like, okay, this person likes drawing. This person, you know, likes physical activity. Where can I send them? And luckily now there's a ton of places that I can send them. And I always get feedback about those events. So that's fun. And a lot of time it's pretty positive.
So I think on that level, going away from the creative side is the sort of the run walk clubs that are popping up. We'll be doing a story about that in the next month's issue. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Because I think that's important. It's actually our carb issue. So we're going to be talking about micro bakeries and run and walk clubs.
That was a carb issue?
Yeah. So you want to carb up for the run club.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I believe that's how it works. I am not healthy.
No, I don't think so.
In any way.
No.
Mentally, physically, spiritually, mentally, memory-wise.
No, it's funny because like when you get into serious fitness, I did CrossFit for 7-8 years, which was really intense. You get really mindful of how carbs and donuts and all that stuff affect your body that you're like, oh, like now I feel like crap and going to run or work out is going to make it harder for me. But then also at the same time, you're like, oh man, I just like worked out. I crushed it. So like now I get to treat myself
and pizza time.
And you won't notice as much, which is so true. So it's kind of this funny thing. You're like more sensitive to it and have desires to stay away from it in a lot of ways. But then also, you know, you get to treat yourself because you're like, well, I work out. So
yeah,
that's cool.
I mean, that's the whole reason you're working out is so you can eat pizza.
I mean, for me, it was.
Yeah.
I got old and my back hurt and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Going back to the creative clubs. Also, I think the variety is something that really surprised me and inspired me. So, you know, a lot of drawing, a lot of creative arts, sketchbook club, draw lab, that sort of thing. And then bake club.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like being able to say like, OK, cool. The theme is cookies. Bring your cookies and you can create and express yourself that way.
Yeah.
And there's one, the cookbook club, which is pretty remarkable as well. So what she does is she picks a cookbook every month and she picks out recipes from that would make a good meal altogether. Mm. And so as a participant, what you would do is pick a recipe and bring it to like essentially a curated potluck.
That sounds
so
fun.
You are part of the experience. You are part of creating an element on the table.
I love that.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that piece is judged, but it's going to be food and it's going to be from a recipe. So chances are it's going to be
judged.
Pretty good.
There's a judging element?
No, not judged, but, you know, people are going to eat
it. That could be fun, though.
Oh, there's definitely some ways to do that, too. And I think Bake Club does that. Yeah. Yeah,
how do they do it?
A little bit like Great British Bake Off, so it's a little softer than say an American TV show. So it's like, oh, this one was first, and this one was second, and et cetera.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I would go there and just like, you know, sample things if they need a judge. Like I'd be happy. I'm not much of a cook, but I love to eat. So maybe I should join one of those cookbook clubs and see if I could just be like their honorary judge.
Oh yeah, maybe you could do the entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Still get a meal, but you also have to entertain everybody.
I could sing. I'll have to work on my stage fright.
We could do like a lounge act.
Explain.
We could ventriloquist.
No.
We could do magic. I could saw you in half. You could saw me in half. We could saw each other in half at the same time.
It seems very dangerous. I'm going to pass on that.
Okay,
I might be a solo act girl.
All right. One that I really liked also was Collage Club. And what I did there, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do because what I like about vision boards, the idea of vision boards. Yeah. You have something in your head, you're trying to manifest things, or you can kind of, like Collage Club, you can kind of let yourself go and just create something.
Yeah.
What I did for this Collage Club was I brought one of my typewriters and I typed a bunch of David Lynch quotes onto the page. And then I kind of made something that I thought was a little bit Lynchian in design, because later that night I was going with my daughter to see a it was basically a Eraserhead inspired live concert.
So
Eraserhead was David Lynch's, one of David Lynch's first movies.
Okay.
And so they recreated this black and white movie themselves, and then they did the soundtrack to it, this two-person band.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I got that for her. So it was something that, you know, was intentional, but it was for someone else, which is what I also really liked about that.
Were you proud of your work?
Yes.
Wow, there was a little hesitation there.
I am always critical of my own stuff. Like, even looking at the paper right now, you know, I get a little cringy thinking about what ended up happening and wishing I had more time. And, you know, I could have gotten it to be perfect if I just had a little more time, if I'd started earlier, if I'd started maybe last year writing this story and doing all the interviews. And maybe if I'd done fewer interviews, or I could have interviewed everyone. Like, I didn't interview everyone.
That's so interesting. I think it's valuable to reflect and provide feedback for yourself. If you're like, okay, maybe it's nice to, you know, take on less and manage my load so that I have like a higher quality output according to my own perspective, right? Because this is totally only your perspective. But then also at the same time, there's this, it's a fine balance, because you don't want to push things off too much or not take enough opportunities because you're nervous or scared of the product. So, you know, I think there's kind of this nice balance between being mindful of what you take on and being, you know, evaluative, I guess, but also, you know, being mindful of when it turns into criticism, because we're our worst critic, right? So
most of the time. But yeah, I hadn't written a cover story in a while. I really wanted to. I was really inspired again by these groups that we were talking about.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like I just tricked you into giving me some really good therapy advice. So that was nice.
You're
as well.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's educational, you know. I walk into it all the time. Mm-hmm. This is just how my brain works. I can't help it. But anyways, I would like you to work on that.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Be a little kinder to yourself. That's the message we're trying to give out.
Convey
with our
in
installation
general.
Art piece, okay. You know, is to
be a little more kinder to Nick is what I'm hearing.
Be kind and compassionate. You did it. You produced something. You created something. And that says something, because a lot of us get really nervous and afraid and don't create anything at all because of it. So you should just be proud of yourself that you put yourself out there. And you're welcome for that praise.
All right. Well, I cannot add to that. Yeah, so let's play a song. This is another song that you picked, and I think it's apropos. How do you say that?
Excuse me?
Yeah. The Rocket Summer.
Yeah.
Do You Feel?
Oh, my God. So good.
Do you?
I do a lot.
Okay, great. On WPRK Winter Park, Florida, you're listening to A Certain Degree. Do You Feel by The Rocket Summer on WPRK Winter Park. WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. Did I get that right?
I don't know.
You're listening to A Certain Degree. My name is Nick. You can learn more about the show and the guests and listen to the podcast at toacertaindegree.com. That's TOACertainDegree.com.
TOACertainDegree.com.
It's hard sometimes. Like, I want to say you can go toacertaindegree.com. So I also registered acertaindegree.com.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So you can go to
acertaindegree.com. Oh, wow.
I should have gotten the one with the number two in it as well. Catherine Tugg is my very special guest and my business and life advisor for this episode of To a Certain Degree. Only for this episode.
Yes.
So at the end of this hour, which is coming up fast, it's already 9:41.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that?
No.
I'm a joy to talk to. And we'll be done here soon, but you can learn more about Catherine and what she's doing at ImmerseFest later this month and what she's doing in general at reallifeeducation.org, or follow along on Instagram. What is Real Life Education is the handle there. And I'm really looking forward to what you're doing at Immerse. In some small way, the community paper is going to be involved in that. I don't want to give anything away, but we have interacted on one of the interactive projects that you're doing. I'm very excited about that.
I'm really excited about that panel. So it's a four panel piece, yeah. And I'm not going to give much away, but you know, you came into my mind when I started thinking of what I want the fourth panel to look like. And I really wanted it to be something that was inspiring, right? And I love what the community paper does because it's good news, man. You know, like obviously a lot of things on the news are just like really depressing. But we have constructed this piece in conjunction, essentially, with the community paper, which is so cool. And it's just inspiring. I'm so proud of this panel in particular. So I appreciate, you know, your support with it. And I hope people read the community paper more. We need it more now than ever. If you want to know what's going on and be involved, it's the best place to go, especially when people are wanting to get off their phones. Like, I know you can access digital information with you guys, but it's kind of so nice to have like a physical copy of something that has colors and it's tangible. You can hold on to it and see all that's going on in Orlando. So, yeah. I appreciate you.
Do I Venmo you for that?
No.
Ad you just did?
Actually, you could if you want. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're always accepting donations. We need money to do everything we're doing. So, you know, if you get $5 out there, guys, you know, let us know.
Dare You to Move on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. That was Switchfoot. That was chosen by my very special guest, Catherine Tugg, is here. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
I like that.
Every time. Well, I wanted to be able to tell people that I was a singer on the radio.
Well, you can tell them whatever you want on the radio.
Yeah, I can.
There are no rules and restrictions.
Okay.
But if you're a ghost, you have to tell me if you're a ghost.
What?
Yeah, it's like being a cop. But if you're a ghost, you have to tell me.
I've literally never heard of that.
Which part?
If you're a ghost, you have to tell me that?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's important that we set boundaries and we tell each other the truth.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm not a ghost. I'm really here.
Okay. Because sometimes you're listening to the radio and you go, is this a ghost?
No, nah, nobody does that.
Oh.
That's
wow.
Just you.
Okay, great. Catherine Tugg is here. She has, among other things, among other endeavors around town, she does quite a bit. If you missed any of the show, go to a website called toacertaindegree.com. I'll have this out as a podcast so you can listen to the entire thing. But one of the things she does is run a nonprofit organization called Real Life Education. You can learn more at reallifeeducation.org. Their Instagram handle is also what is Real Life Education. And she and her team of hundreds will be at Immerse Fest coming up for your mental health and art pleasure.
Yes, we will.
Does that sum it up?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Much. Yeah, no, we will be there to be of support to the community.
Yeah. And so among other things, I think what people, when they think of Immerse Fest, they think of Blue Man Group and orchestra and people being thrown up in the air and exploding colors and things of that nature. And it's all of that. But there's also going to be a lot of local talent, especially there the first two nights of it in and around downtown Orlando, like Real Life Education, like Kinray Art Cafe, doing things and helping people create their own art.
Yes.
And I think that's really important. So people get out there and go visit all of those different interactive things as well. And as you mentioned, Catherine, earlier, like make a schedule. Figure out when those big things are. If you want to see the Blue Man Group, if they're performing, I'm not really sure, and you want to see them, just make sure you set the time aside to see them and then go to everything else.
Yeah, you can definitely see kind of the options. There's singing groups, dancing groups. There's like interactive art installations. And there's even I was at the Loose Lips thing last night and there was somebody who was talking about how they're going to have, it's called, what's the name? Creative Crash Out, which is interesting. So there's going to be a mic set up and there'll be three musicians, classical musicians that are just playing music. And somebody's going to essentially allow you to say whatever you want.
I think
there's certain, there's going to be music playing. I think there'll probably be some parameters given this is a kid-friendly, family-friendly event. But if you're a poet or a storyteller, you can get up on that mic. So it's not just going and observing art. It's being a part of art. So, I love Immerse so much.
And that'll be the weekend of February 20th. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Go and check that out. Do not be intimidated by the fact that it's downtown. Downtown is human friendly.
For the most part, yeah. It is. So. It can be congested, obviously. I think they said, I was talking to one of the producers of Immerse, they're expecting 60,000 people.
Awesome.
Which is amazing. Yeah. But you don't feel that. I mean, you feel a lot of people, but it's manageable. And I am a little crowd sensitive. I'm downtown sensitive. I don't go unless I really, really want to go to something. And it is always worth it. There's never been a year from Immerse that I go that I'm like, I should have stayed at home. Like, it's amazing. Again, most of the experiences are free. There's fun add-ons. But it's a great place to get inspired, connect with people if you want to, just do things with your friends and family.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. And that's it. That's it for the show. Will you someday come back? Will you return?
I will.
One day.
I know. I'm sad that I have to leave already.
God. Yeah, I'm a joy to talk to you. I don't think anybody else is here. If you want to just stay on the air.
Forever?
Yeah.
Forever and ever?
Yeah, until somebody else comes on.
Oh, I mean, we could stay on a little longer.
I mean you. I got to go.
You got to go. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just leave it everything running.
No.
Okay, got it.
No.
All right. Well, let's play one more song, end on a high note. Motion City soundtrack with Everything Is All Right.
Tis.
On WPRK Winter Park, Florida, you've been listening to A Certain Degree.